This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. These are 10 stories that we're following this week, and some of these will have a few common themes in common. And so give you a sense of some of the things that are watching in health systems. Three of the stories deal with layoffs and health systems cutting jobs. So notwithstanding the fact that 2023 shaped up to be, from an operating margin perspective, an investment perspective, much better for health systems in 2022, still lots of challenges out there. So one story, 20 hospitals, health systems cutting jobs. A second story, 5 California hospitals and health systems cutting jobs. And then there's a third story about a health system in Minnesota that's cutting 103 jobs. And the good thing about, I guess, a lot of these job cuts is they're not huge wholesale job cuts to get systems that are totally upside down back in shape, but there are a lot of job cuts out there. And so those are three of the stories we're leading with today, three different stories on job cuts. And the thing about job cuts is I could say that they're not major job cuts, but surgery and job cuts are similar. If you're having surgery, even if it feels major, if you lose your job, even if it's not a big cut by the system, it's a major job cut. So lots of empathy that anybody loses their job, no question about that, in a big, big deal to them. But we do see systems continuing to work on getting their P&Ls back to order and improving their operating margins, and a lot of that is these job cuts. Fourth story that we're following is one about the Roe versus Wade, abortions. 60% of abortions now are medically induced or medication induced versus surgical abortions. Fascinating change in stats, and hopefully provides people with some of the flexibility they're looking for. I know it's a very highly charged issue. Fifth story we're following today, now, new gene therapy, the most expensive in the country, $4.25 million. And this is sort of a twofold story. One is, thank goodness for these new gene therapies that could solve some of these illnesses or really have an impact on some illnesses that before couldn't be solved or impacted. The challenge is obviously at that cost, that's almost meaningless because who could possibly afford that kind of expensive gene therapy and who would cover that? Another story we're covering today, I think our sixth story, Banner Health to expand clinical AI to 33 different hospitals, six states. And again, this is a sign of the times as people really do start to implement and use clinical artificial intelligence and to see where this AI starts to have a real impact. Seventh, and sort of speaking of clinical AI, I had the chance to visit with Munjal Shah yesterday on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. He's one of the founders of a company called Hippocratic AI, named after the Hippocratic Oath, of course. They just did another funding round. This just shows some of the popularity of AI and the impact, the potential impact. Did another funding round of $50 million, valuing the company at $500 million. They're working closely with health systems and health systems to figure out how to implement AI in clinical tasks and clinical follow-up and lots of different issues. An eighth story we're following, and this is part of, again, the great distinction in healthcare. IU Health, a relatively healthy financial health system, investing $4.3 billion in their health system and expanded campuses. And that's obviously a huge difference from lots of systems cutting jobs and laying people off. Ninth story we're following, congratulations to Lintas. Sanjeev Agrawal has been for 9-10 years, just done a remarkable job. The CEO, Mohan Giridharadas, one of the best in the business, amazing what they've built at Lintas, sort of operating systems for hospitals and logistics for hospitals, just amazing what they've built. Finally, 10th, we're thrilled to have our largest ever Becker's Healthcare Annual Meeting coming up in about 2.5 weeks, April 8th to 11th in Chicago. That meeting's completely sold out. We'll have great keynote speakers from health systems, President Bush speaking, Michael Strahan, Martha Stewart, as well as Coach Bill Belichick. Hopefully I'll get to interview one of them. But in any event, we're really excited about that meeting. If you're interested in more information on Becker's Healthcare Meeting, always reach myself or Jessica Cole, the CEO and president of Becker's Healthcare, is just literally remarkable. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We appreciate your listenership and your joining us in our meetings and everything else so much. Thank you very, very much. Any questions or comments, feel free always text Scott Becker, 773-766-5322. Thank you so much for joining us.